Should we go up there?
Isla stares up the mountain, where as of this morning, work on the roadway to the clearing above has begun. Heavy equipment rolled in earlier, and Jim Bayfield, the local contractor, came knocking on the trailer door. It has been a busy week. The first few days, I left Isla alone with her camera and her laptop, while I looked after the grounds and worked on the DeVille. I had to pry her away from the computer at night and force her into bed. Since her selection of pictures was finalized and sent off, she had nowhere to go with her nervous energy, and when I suggested putting together a budget for the house, she dove straight into that. I was pleased to see her uncle had amassed quite a decent contingency fund, one that could easily handle the groundwork for the house. It had been the start of an interesting conversation about money. Uncomfortable, as I would have expected, since the moment I laid out my financial condition and suggested she add my savings to the house budget, she was up in arms. What finally got her to give in was when I explained that it was simply an investment. I'd done well over the years. Had a financial advisor handle my savings, since I didn't have time to dick around with that, and the guy had made some nice change. Of course, I had virtually no living expenses. I'm a couple of years away from 50. It's about time I spent some on me. And if it makes you feel more comfortable, we can have that lawyer in Cortez draw up some kind of agreement. I know she's worried about what might happen if things go south between us. Turning this into a business agreement just takes that stress out of the equation. Jim Bayfield was recommended by Nicholas Flynn, Al's lawyer, and I guess now Isla's as well. I wasn't too sure about that guy at first glance. Looked a little too soft and pretty. Until he shook my hand. Rough calluses lined his grip, and his eyes were unwavering. Smart guy, too.
She's coming? I beam at Ben when he hangs up the phone and gets in the truck. We're going there, he says, smiling back. She's up to her eyeballs in court cases, but has booked the Thanksgiving weekend off. She's excited to meet you, though, he quickly adds, when my face falls. We're on our way to pick up the Toyota and have an appointment at the bank to get our finances sorted. Feels like everything is suddenly moving forward at a breathtaking speed, when my life before coming to Dolores seemed to have been stuck in second gear. Thinking about Ben's sister visiting would have been a welcome distraction from the near overwhelming changes. That's not until November, I point out, pouting a little. We'll drive to Albuquerque and make a trip of it, he promises, squeezing my knee before turning out of the gates. We'll be busy once Jim gives us the go-ahead on those plans. Besides, I've got a trailer to finish first, or they won't even have a place to sleep. Just like that, my smile is back and my fingers are crossed. We, I correct him, we have a trailer to finish.